Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
There is a specific event, Gianna, that you are having some anxiety around.
Yes, I have a singing performance for a very big cause.
Oh, wow. Okay, is that on a specific date? That could cause some anxiety.
Yeah, it's in September. It's September 22nd.
September 22nd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you know the timing of it by chance?
I believe that it'll be around 5 p.m.
All right. Okay, so before... Because I'm going to get you to, and you guys, a lot of this work is you just following directions, right? You know, we do hypnotherapy, and the people that are out there that say, I can't be hypnotized, we're like, yeah, you're right. If you can't follow instructions, you can't be hypnotized. You can follow instructions, you can be hypnotized. So all I need you to do, Gianna, is just literally follow my voice where I'm going to guide you. I'll have you close your eyes at certain times, and all you need to do is just guide me, okay? Or follow me. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is... Because a lot of people have never experienced timeline therapy, or they don't know what floating on their timeline is feeling like. So what we're going to do is elicit your timeline, for one, and I'm going to do a little practice float so that you kind of understand how we're going to go into your past, into your future, and things like that. And then the technique, which you guys will know if you've taken our trainings, which some of them know, we have to do a lot more talking. The technique itself is like take seconds, all right? It's the setup that I have to explain and all this stuff. So the actual technique is actually going to go really fast. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing we always do is, because we're always in our little head, is we take a big deep breath, breathe out hard, and that breathes us back down into our body, just gets us out of our head. One more time. Breathing back into our body, into our nervous system.
Beautiful.
Okay. So Gianna, if I were to ask your unconscious mind where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea that you might say it's from right to left, or from front to back, or from up to down, or in some direction from you into relation to your body. And it's not your conscious concept I'm interested in, it's your unconscious. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your past, to what direction would you point?
Beautiful.
And your future, what direction would you point if I asked your unconscious mind, where's your future?
Beautiful.
Okay. So now, would you bring to mind the directions that you just pointed to? And do you notice that they imply a line?
Yes.
Good.
Now, when I say line, I don't mean to imply only visual, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float up above that line. And by float, I also mean as sounds floating on the wind, or floating in the bathtub, or visually. However you float above your timeline is perfect. So can you just float up above your timeline? Just float up above the timeline. Make sure you're looking through your own eyes. Good. Now, remaining above your timeline, just float back into the past. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now, float back toward now and stop there. Are you there?
Yes.
Good.
Now, facing toward the future, float up higher and farther back into the past.
Good.
And now float out into your future. Float out into your future. Are you there?
Yes.
Good.
Now float up higher, Gianna. Float up higher. Float so high that your timeline seems 1 inch long.
Good.
Now float back to now. Float back to now. Float down into now. And come back into the room. Beautiful. How is that?
Very expansive.
good. Okay.
Yeah.
So you, for just for the other people here, you notice I was singing really, really fast, or I was talking really, really fast. when we're talking to the unconscious mind, we want to talk really fast so that our conscious mind kind of doesn't get in the way, because our unconscious mind works really fast, two and a half times faster than our conscious mind. And so that's why we talk a little bit faster. Okay. So anytime we are going to do any type of this work with the unconscious mind, again, we have very profound respect for the unconscious mind. We always want to ask permission. So Gianna, is it all right for your unconscious mind for us to make this change today and for you to be aware of it consciously?
Yes.
Beautiful. We always want to outline congruent yes, because sometimes the unconscious mind doesn't feel safe. And so I felt like that was the congruent yes. So your singing performance on September 22nd around 5 p.m. Okay. Now, I want you to just close your eyes. Take a big deep breath again.
And are we calibrating, Billy?
Yes.
Perfect.
So as you bring to mind that performance on a level from 0 to 10, with 10 being the highest anxiety you've ever had, where is your level of anxiety about that event right now?
6.
6. Beautiful. Okay. All right. So Gianna, I would just like you to float up above your timeline. Float up above your timeline. Good. Now, I want you to float out above the future, out to the future, above the future, to 15 minutes after the successful completion of that performance on September 22nd. That successful completion about that event, about which you thought you were anxious. And tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
Good.
Now turn and look toward now along the timeline. Now, where's the anxiety?
I don't feel it.
Beautiful. Come back to now. And open your eyes. So on a scale of 1, 0 to 10 again, where's your anxiety at now?
It's disappeared. It's like 0.
You see how quick this is? And I'm going to explain to you what just happened. So remember every emotion. Thank you, Gianna. You're amazing. This technique can be used as needed. So if Gianna starts getting anxiety again about it, that's all she needs to do. Is just float out 15 minutes past the successful completion. That's the key word. And Gianna followed instructions. Some people will say, I still have anxieties, because they're not thinking of the successful completion of that event. They're still thinking about something happening. So congratulations, Gianna. Thank you for following instructions. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right.
That is such a powerful technique. As Billy said, it can be used as needed for specific events. You saw how specific Billy was in eliciting the date, the time, and the event that Gianna had anxiety around. This isn't for general anxiety. We would use timeline therapy for that. However, for a specific event, you can just take yourself through this exact protocol we just did in order to release the anxiety. Because remember I said the unconscious mind is the home of our imagination? And even as adults, it can't discern between what is real and what is imagined. Anxiety is entirely imagined. It is us worrying about something that hasn't even happened yet. So we are worrying about something in the future. We are literally imagining it. And what this protocol is doing is having you imagine it going perfectly the way you want it, the successful completion, instead of worrying about all the things that could go wrong, which tends to be what we do as humans. We get into the worry about everything going wrong, and then the more we focus on what's going wrong, the more anxiety we experience. And when we flip the switch to focusing on what we want, guess what? The anxiety disappears, because the other point is our unconscious mind. Remember, we said its number one role is to preserve the body. Gianna has just shown her unconscious mind that she survived that performance, that she was alive at the end of it. That's all it cares about. You're safe, you're alive. No need for anxiety. Let's let it go.
So remember what we said, that every emotion serves a purpose. Think of anxiety as the rumble strips of your mind.
Has anyone ever driven down the highway and, oh, you went off the road a little bit and your wheel shaked? That was like a, hey, start focusing. You're going off the road. Think of anxiety exactly as that. It is literally a warning. It's literally, this is a writer downer. And anxiety is a warning from the unconscious mind to tell you to focus on what you want instead of what you don't want. So think of it, the rumble strips of your mind. Because right now, this is why we call it the clear the screen, is right now the screen is playing the horror show. It is literally have the horror show up on the screen. Oh my gosh, what if this happens? What if people laugh at me? What if somebody throws some eggs at me? Or like, what if all this stuff happens? What if my voice doesn't work, cracks? All this stuff that whatever Gianna's anxious about. Fill in the blanks of whatever you're anxious about, right? I know we have some real estate investors like, what if the appraisal doesn't come back? Or what if this, that, or what if the, you know, financing doesn't go through? All this, what if? I mean, no, the law of attraction is a real thing, my friends. It's not like we can just ignore the law of attraction. When people are like, I don't believe in that. I'm like, oh, really? You don't believe in gravity either? Go walk off the side of a mountain. Doesn't matter if you believe it or not. It's still going to work, right? Law of attraction is called a law for a reason. It's not like
way higher than our pay grade. We did not make it.
So we tell people this way, you have to focus on what you want. So what this literally anxiety is doing is saying, hey, like it's creating that physiological effect in her body to start telling her, look, you're starting to focus on something that is not really what you want. And so when we go and take her mind over there to the 15 minutes past a successful completion, because remember this anxiety is future, right? Depression, all that stuff is worrying about the past. Anxiety is on this side of the spectrum. And we tell the mind that, look, I survived. It was successfully completed. I didn't die. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. The anxiety literally has no service anymore. It served its purpose because it got your mind starting to focus on what we call the love story instead of the horror show. We literally cleared the screen and now put up the beautiful story. And now the anxiety was like, thank you very much. Job done. I'll take off. And now guess what? Now Gianna can keep focusing on writing or creating whatever the beautiful stuff that you do, Gianna. Like you're such a master of things, right? And because that anxiety keep her stuck. Whereas now, like, it's going to keep moving you forward. And so this literally, you saw how quickly that happened? That's literally how quickly the unconscious mind works. It's serving a purpose. And as long as you can have the awareness that, oh, this is happening. What's happening? What is my unconscious mind trying to tell me? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm focusing on the wrong thing. Okay, I'm going to shift it. Boom. I keep going. And this is needed. You can't overdose on the anxiety clearing exercise. Do it as much as needed. And you'll notice you won't need it as much anymore. Once you start training your mind. Yeah, go ahead, Melissa.
Just like with the rumble strips on the highway, reminding you to get back in your lane. On the highway, you can't be in two lanes at the same time. And it's the same here. Pick a lane. Pick the lane of the successful completion of your event. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.